My name is Rosa Ergus, and this is Farah Naz, and we're here today in our roles as co-chairs, along with Harold Gill, who's not here with us today, of the BioSense user group data quality work group. But we're also, I wanted to just say, we're both syndromic surveillance coordinators. I work for the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and Farah works with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. So we're going to talk to you this morning about the data quality work group and how our work group has worked to understand and document issues affecting the quality of the data housed in the National Syndromic Surveillance System. And we've worked on this just over the past year. Our work group is just over a year old. We're also going to discuss some tools we've developed to begin to address the issues that we've identified. Farah and I are going to be talking today, but as I said, we have another co-chair, Harold Gill, and it's the work that we are discussing has been the work of the community at large, the national syndromic surveillance community. We've also been helped greatly by our collaborators at the Illinois Department of Public Health, Serena Resney and Stacey Hofrica, and we're also really supported greatly by some of the organizations that are so engaged in syndromic surveillance, including ISDS and ASTO, and also we've worked very closely with the National Syndromic Surveillance Program staff. So briefly, and most of you probably know what syndromic surveillance is, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but when I speak to informaticians who at hospitals and they want to send us at the Massachusetts Department of Health data, syndromic surveillance data to meet their meaningful use requirement, they sort of start the conversation saying, okay, well, which diseases do you want us to send you information for? And I say, no, it's not disease specific, it's syndromic surveillance, so we really want you to send us everything. And they say, well, which syndromes? And I say, no, we really want every ADT message associated with every emergency department registration. And then usually there's sort of a pause. Really? Everything? And then sometimes I've had people say to me, wow, you guys really collect a lot of information. I'm like, yes, but we're using it for good. So that's what syndromic surveillance is. We're collecting all this vast quantity of information and trying to make sense of it. And our group is really focused on improving the quality of the data so that we can make more meaningful use of it. After we have that conversation, I guide the informaticians to review the FIN implementation guide, which is a great resource. A lot of times people are overwhelmed by it when they first open that document, but it has a lot of really great examples and useful information. Most of the informaticians at facilities who I'm working with are very familiar with HL7. They're very familiar with their electronic health registries and the ADT messages that come out of them. And so really our conversation is around what kinds of messages we expect, the different scenarios that will drive messages being sent to the syndromic surveillance feed, and what our minimum expectations are for data content, both which fields we want them to send in the messages and also what those fields should contain. And that's, we'll get a little bit into that discussion.
So National Syndromic Surveillance Platform, or system, and I apologize, we're going to go back and forth. They're kind of in the middle of a name change, and I'm used to about five different names at this point.
You'll hear us say BioSense, NSSS, NSSP.
Yeah. So formerly known as BioSense 2.0, now is the National Syndromic Surveillance System. It's the national repository for these data that's coming through. By using this common system, we can gain broad insights into the national and regional trends. We can use these insights to identify, you know, public health concerns, examine population level concerns in detail, and maintain situational awareness across the U.S. Regional data sharing could help jurisdictions identify issues before they arrive, and aggregation of data at the national level will increase the ability to identify like aberrations in data and answer a lot of questions. So about a year ago, we had our first meeting, the BioSense user groups, and we discussed, among other things, what barriers there are for people to actually use the NSS system. and for their routine surveillance system, for their routine syndromic surveillance. So several themes kind of came up from that, and it inspired the formation of the data quality work group, among a few other work groups, for onboarding and data sharing policies and
syndrome definitions,
identifying the different definitions we should use for syndromes. So people talked a lot about how unsure they were of the quality of their data. They weren't really sure what data quality metrics were being used in other jurisdictions and what other people were doing to improve data quality. And so there was a lot of concern about that for a national system, what is being done to make sure the quality of the data going into the national system is up to a certain level. So because of that, we talked about putting together a work group to identify a lot of these data quality issues and see whether or not these trends would be, the trends that are identified in the system are going to be actually useful, comparable, or even meaningful if the data quality is not kind of up to snuff.
So when we had that in-person meeting about a year ago, there was a lot of excitement about improving data quality, especially once we realized that there were really similar concerns that a lot of people had about what is the quality of the data? Are the data consistent across jurisdictions? Are they consistent over time? So a group gathered who really felt like data quality was the most important issue facing us in terms of figuring out how to more meaningfully use syndromic surveillance data. So we decided that we would form the work group, and we hoped that this work group could be a forum for the community to discuss these issues and to sort of come to common goals and ideas, and also to advocate for solutions. We decided pretty early on that it was going to be important to describe variability from jurisdiction to jurisdiction and to work with the National Syndromic Surveillance Program staff to guide development and distribution of documentation, and also to develop tools that would help jurisdictions to better understand their data. So in the area of advocacy and communication, the data quality work group chairs have at various times worked with the National Syndromic Surveillance Program staff through regular calls, and we're connected with them as we needed to answer specific questions, give feedback, or communicate specific concerns. We also participated, the work group chairs participated in the National Syndromic Surveillance Program SAS Essence pilot project. We joined calls where there was a lot of discussion of the utility of the Essence system. And then as a part of that discussion, we really got very involved with discussion of how to map specific data elements that come from the HL7 ADT messages into the Essence system tables, I guess. And we discussed which were the priority data elements that should be focused on for data quality and for completeness. We also participate regularly in the meaningful use and BioSense users group calls, mostly just to participate and be engaged with the community, but also to gather knowledge and give updates. We held several meetings last summer and early in the fall as our work group was sort of getting up to speed, and now we're holding regular monthly meetings to stay engaged with the user community. Primarily, these meetings have been to gather information about data quality issues and concerns that the community has, and also to communicate new information and solutions to the community. And recently, we've identified some subgroups and some specific projects that community members can engage with as they have time and interest.
So there's obviously a lot of variability when it comes to the data that's being into the system, and a lot of that is because of the variability in how people onboard in different jurisdictions. There's also differences between EHR vendors, so one of the subgroups we'll talk about a little bit is looking at EHR vendor-specific concerns, that data quality issues that always happen with a certain vendor or something else that always happens with another vendor. There's different ways that data can flow into the NSS system. It can go directly, it can go through an HIE, it can go through the HIE to an aggregation system at the local health department. And so all these kind of things introduce a lot of variability into or a lot of different places to check for data quality as well at the jurisdiction level. I think that's it.
So in general, the data that come from facilities to feed into the National Syndromic Surveillance System flow from the facility to NHIE, to the NSSP. And generally what happens is that a patient goes to the ER, and at various stages of their visit, ADT messages are generated. So it's at registration, every time the patient information is updated, when the patient is discharged, and then when the patient discharge is coded. So there are all these individual messages that get generated and get sent as unique messages to the syndromic surveillance platform. These messages contain chief complaint, discharge disposition, diagnosis, patient demographics, and then they're parsed into the National Syndromic Surveillance System database, which is the meaningful use base database. So it just translates from the HL7 into a meaningful field for the system. And then all of these individual messages need to get aggregated into a single patient visit level record that really gives you the full picture of the patient's experience at the facility.
So there wasn't a lot of documentation when we first started into the NSS system. So one of the primary things that we wanted to do was really help with the documentation effort. So to start that off, there was no real way of knowing from the HL7 messages to the meaningful use base, which is the MUB in the NSS system, how does this specific field translate into the NSS system. And that can be really problematic for people who are doing onboarding, because when you're talking to a hospital and you're saying, well, I'm not getting chief complaint, and they're saying, well, we're sending it, and you want to know, or they're saying, well, we're sending it in OBX9. I don't know what OBX9 is because I just get the field name chief complaint. So we wanted to work with the technical team to talk about translating a lot of those messages and developing that mapping for HL7 to NSSP, which was done but just was not documented before. We also talked about identifying the key metrics for data quality or the key fields for data quality. What type of things do we want to look at the message level? What do we expect in every single message? What do we expect in every single visit? So, for example, we don't expect diagnosis codes in every single message because you may not get diagnosis codes until later on in the visit after the doctor has met with the patient. But we do expect it in every single visit, or at least a certain percentage of visits. So we try to identify what those key metrics are, the key fields are to look at. We also want to document the visit level aggregation, how are visits aggregated in the NSS system, as well as give some recommendations to how we think they should be aggregated if they don't think that the current system is doing things the way that it should be done. And finally, there was just other various NSS recommendations for documentation that we want to stay involved in as well. So our main tangible products from the workgroup so far have been a lot of SQL and R scripts. Some of them compare the different patient visit identifiers and try to make sense of their tools, especially for jurisdictions to use on their data to see, are the visits being aggregated properly? Are we getting unique identifiers for visits? Are we getting unique identifiers for each patient and things like that? We're also trying to retain some record level metadata and calculate some data quality metrics as well.
We've also compiled a list of tools that others have developed so that they're more accessible to the community and just aggregated in one place so that they're easily found. And we have a workgroup webpage that I'll introduce later. And our next step with this project in terms of aggregating these tools and introducing them to the community is going to be to have the tool developers present to the at the workgroup meetings to discuss.
So after this, our additional work that we are hoping to do is kind of work on defining the roles and responsibilities for data quality, who is in charge of maintaining a certain level of data quality. Is it NSSP or NSSS? Is it the jurisdiction? Is it the HIE that's being involved? Who should be involved and what should their role be in improving the data quality in the system? We also have a subgroup form for looking at EHR vendor-specific concerns. As I mentioned before, some EHR vendors are notorious for having issues with timeliness, and that's across all jurisdictions. Some EHR vendors are notorious for having issues with how they input chief complaint or how they mandate a hospital to input chief complaint, and if the hospital doesn't go with their workflow, then we don't get chief complaint information. So things like that are very specific to certain EHR vendors, and it's really helpful to talk to other jurisdictions and see if everyone is having the same problem or how to speak to a certain EHR vendor to say, you know, we really need this information, and I know that you gave it to Virginia, so you should probably give it to me too. And finally, there's a community. We want to draft a few community surveys to kind of see where everyone else is standing as far as data quality, what their interests are, and what fields they think are really important and lessons they've learned as well.
So broadly, you know, the question that we ask ourselves as the data quality work group chairs has been, well, have we done anything to improve the quality of the data in the, you know, housed in the syndromic surveillance system? And I guess I would say right now I don't see that the data are improved currently, but I do think that we have a much better sense of what the problems are and what the solutions are, and we're making a lot of progress and inroads in terms of figuring out, you know, who we need to talk to and having the ears of the right people and understanding what's going on outside of our user group that will be improving the quality of the data going forward. So we're very optimistic for the future.
And then finally, Harold Gill, who's one of our co-chairs, also had a BioSense User Community Nexus as a website. If you Google it, I believe you can probably find it online. And it's really a repository for information for all the different work groups for sharing data sharing protocols, syndrome definitions, onboarding, data quality, metadata. All this kind of information is on there, and it allows different jurisdictions to kind of collaborate with each other as well. And so for the data quality work group, a few months ago, we actually sat down and polled a lot of our users in the meeting. We had about 40 people attending, and we asked them what they really wanted for data quality or what they were interested in. I had about 10 different things, and all of them were checked off almost equally. So people were interested in, you know, finding out about tools, general data quality issues, minimum data quality thresholds that people should implement at the jurisdiction level as well as the NSS level, connecting with others, developing scripts. So everything was very, very broad interest in pretty much everything related to data quality, which is kind of good and bad.
Well, yeah, so we're excited to have such a broad interest in our data quality work group. I think there's a lot of work to be done and a lot of excitement about working on different projects. We do meet the third Wednesday of every month, and if you would like to join the data quality work group, you can email Brooke Evans at bevans@syndromic.org, and she is our point of contact to get onto the listserv for that group. I really want to emphasize, we'd love to have more participation in that work group. We're really trying to meet the needs of the community and trying to understand what the concerns are that are out there. If there's anything that the data quality work group should be working on and you don't think we are, please let us know. The more voices we have sort of chiming in to describe what their concerns are, the more we'll be able to advocate to get those changes made.
That's it.
So I think we have no questions.
Any questions? Yes, Laura.
Hi, I think I can speak with it. I'm Laura Stryker from ISDS, and I just want to say thank you for all of the work that the work group chairs do, and also Brooke, if you could tell, she manages the logistics for the work group.
Thank you.
One question I have that is relevant to, it's great to see so many people here. When you're working on new tools for data quality or new ways, how do you address the fact that everyone has something a little bit different? How do you hone in on the things that are transferable across systems?
Well, one thing that we've been doing is trying to translate. Several of our community members have programs that they've written in SAS, and we're trying to translate that all into R so that it's more accessible on that level, and also in SQL, because that's sort of what's available in the back end right now of NSSS. Sorry, still with the acronyms. And then the other thing is that we're trying to work with people and have broader discussions with people, not only who are, you know, like we both are BioSense only jurisdictions, and so we don't have any other syndromic surveillance application that we're using, but we try to engage in conversation with jurisdictions who are using lots of different systems so that we can try and translate between them. Mm-hmm. And we found that that we're all struggling with the same issues at the high level. We're all trying to figure out how to assess the success of our onboarding efforts and how our facilities are doing in terms of completeness and quality of the data and in terms of timeliness. We're all trying to figure out how to get around these issues of patient visit identifiers and what really constitutes a patient visit and how do we know, did the patient really come back in 3 times that day or maybe they just went to a different department and we all have very similar questions. And we all want to figure out how to make the data useful and use it to improve the health of our community. So, even though we have different systems, I think we all have the same goals.
And then to add on to that, one of the things that we realized also that before we broke off into the EHR vendor-specific subgroup was that we had made a poll of common data quality issues, and we asked the users, have you seen this issue? Do you test for this issue? Or do you not have this issue at all? And there were so many things that people say that we don't have this issue, and someone would mention, no, everyone has this problem because it is a problem across the national.
You just don't know it yet.
Yeah, you just don't know it yet because you're not testing for it yet. And so that's one of the first things we have to do is develop tools so that people can run it on their own data and see that this actually is a problem that they weren't even looking for at the moment.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Linda Morgan Moore, and I'm here from Portland, Maine. And I'm working on a project this summer for our city, for our minority health program. And right now all they have are just pieces of paper that their workers have filled out and checked boxes. And so I've got to put together a system for them. Mm-hmm. And have you ever done an implementation from nothing? Because I think what I want to do is start it in SAS and then roll it into R because mm-hmm. they can't afford to buy a system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with R being open source, hopefully they'll have something moving forward. Because right now, it's just a bunch of papers.
Right.
I mean, I've got to write the code book.
So the BioSense program is dealing all with electronic data. But I'd be happy to talk to you more afterwards, Linda, because that is something that I personally have had experience with.
Right. That would be wonderful because I'm walking into it just...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
Thank you.